This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. And that is the 1989 hit Love Shack by the B-52s. There actually was a real Love Shack until it burned down last week, apparently due to arson. Fire officials in Athens, Georgia are investigating. Day to Day's Madeline Brand has more.
That last line in Love Shack, I never could figure it out, but now I know. It's tin roof rusted. And now burned to a crisp. No one was in it at the time, but band member Kate Pearson lived there in the 1970s, a time when lots of people had their love shacks, real or metaphorical.
It did inspire the lines that set way back in the middle of a field, just a funky old shack, and I gotta get back. And we had a party out in the field, and we had some pygmy music, this Aku pygmy music that we'd gotten from the University of Georgia Library. And these cows came and circled us. And I don't know what we were on, what we were drinking, but the cows were all shaking their heads in the exact rhythm. And, you know, we were like, wow. So we did have some pretty wild parties there.
It was in that shack that the B-52s wrote another of their party hits, Private Idaho. Although Kate Pearson now lives in her own private Idaho near Woodstock, New York, she says she's sad the Love Shack in rural Georgia was destroyed.
Because it was a really wonderful time in my life. That's where I started gardening and raising goats, and it was one of those, you know, my hippie back to the land moment, and also when we first started the band. So it was really means a lot to me. And it also, to me, is sort of a part of history of the rural South, that kind of house, which I thought was so beautiful in its simplicity.
The B-52s used a different shack in New York when they filmed the song's video. Ironically, says B-52s biographer Mott Sexton, the band burned down that shack on purpose.
It was kind of falling apart, and so I actually went up and I dismantled some of it and donated it to the Georgia Music Hall of Fame, and I kept pieces of it, but then they burned the rest of it down.
You have pieces of that love shack?
I do. So I think I'm going to up my insurance policy now. It's in my backyard. I built a little gazebo out of some pieces of the love shack and a little fire pit. But I think I'm going to take the fire pit out.
That's probably a wise thing, given the history of this love shack.
The song, however, lives on. Band member Kate Pearson says, although 15 years old, Love Shack is the second most popular karaoke song, and she says it still gets a big response when the B-52s play live, which they're doing now. They're on tour with Cher.
The Love Shack lives on in our minds, you know. The Love Shack's an eternal place. Up in my Chrysler, it's as big as a
whale, and it's about to set sail. For Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.